voters go to the polls in the north and in Britain on Thursday in the election of seats to Westminster. There are 18 seats in the north. The DUP go into this election with 8, Sinn Féin on 7, the SDLP have 2 and the Alliance Party has 1. That's Stephen Farry in North Down. Now, Alliance is hoping to win 2 more in East Belfast with their leader Naomi Long and in Geoffrey Donaldson's Lagan Valley constituency with Saoirse Eastwood. But they could end up with none at all. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley reports.
Can one of you go with Curtis and one go with Nick, if that's okay?
It's a Saturday morning, a couple of weeks out from the election, and the Alliance candidate has assembled an impressive canvas team and is preparing to hit the doors of North Down.
We're ready to go down there, so we're going to come
here. Stephen Farry, the party's deputy leader, won this seat in 2019 on the back of anti-Brexit sentiment. Many soft unionists rode in behind him to put him 3,000 votes ahead of his then DUP rival. Things have moved on now though, and this will be an entirely different election. Stephen Farry faces the same rival as in 2019, Alex Easton.
All right, okay.
It's not, he wants to speak to you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
How are you?
I believe you're a grunchman.
I am indeed, for my sins. I survived the ordeal.
But where once Easton was DUP, he's now an independent. His former party and Jim Allister's TUV are giving him a free run, though, by not fielding candidates.
It is an intriguing contest. It's probably one of the most fascinating contests in the general election in Northern Ireland.
Stephen Walker was a political correspondent for BBC Northern Ireland for decades. Now retired, he lives in the constituency and knows it well.
Alex Easton perhaps would be hoping that sufficient numbers desert Stephen Farry. There may be a bit of buyer's remorse. In other words, there will be unionists who will have backed Stephen Farry back in 2019 and may feel let down by him and may go back to their traditional home of Ulster unionism, take those votes away from Alliance, and then there is a path of victory for Alex Easton. But it is going to be incredibly tight.
The buyer's remorse that Stephen Walker talks about is Stephen Farry's position, or lack of it, on the future of the union.
North Down's always an interesting one because it never quite goes the way you think it will go. North Down has always had a long history of electing sort of mavericks, maybe.
That's unionist commentator Sarah Crichton, who thinks it may be enough to put some unionists off voting for Mr. Farry again.
I think Farry will do it. I do think Stephen Farry will win it. But I do think that his support among those soft unionist voters might have lessened over the past couple of years. So I do think there are voters that maybe voted for him last time, maybe 5 years in, think he's maybe not what I was looking for. Because, I mean, he doesn't have a position on the constitutional question, but he has been very open about engaging with nationalists and Republicans, which, by the way, he's entitled to do. And it's depressing, I suppose, on the one hand, that that might put some unionist voters off. But it might.
If sufficient Ulster unionists drift away from Alliance, return to their party and its candidate Colonel Tim Collins, a pathway could open up for Alex Easton to win back the seat.
This is a very important election for Alliance. If they manage to hold North Down and take Lagan Valley and East Belfast from the DUP, then that will be an outstanding result for them. By contrast, were they to lose North Down and not win the other two, then that would be a very disappointing day for the party. Such are the fine margins of politics in Northern Ireland.
Alliance would say that they have a rock bed of support here. If you come out of this constituency and you trace it from Belfast, there's almost a yellow line almost hugging the coast. If you go Hollywood, Helens Bay, Carnoulee, into Bangor West and round to Ballyhome, basically, as a general rule of thumb, the closer you are to the sea, the closer you are to Alliance voters. So there are big pockets of Alliance support in North Down.
Stephen Walker. Changing demographics in this historically unionist constituency may also be a factor, says Sarah Crichton.
And I do think that Farry still does appeal to that section of the others, that growing middle ground of voters that are just completely put off by political unionism. And Tim Collins has had a very gaffe-prone campaign. Now, I think he's had quite a lot of on-the-ground activity, you know, and I think, you know, he's been all over the press. But I for that core group of voters within North Down, is he really what they're for those voters, is he really what they're looking for? I don't think he is. and now there's Alex Easton.
The North Down electorate is hard to second guess. They've regularly picked non-party unionist independents to represent this coastal constituency. They're a fickle bunch, and North Down will be a fascinating contest.
It certainly will. Conor McCauley reporting. I'll be heading up the M1 for Friday's programme. Áine will be in London. We'll be on air with all the results, which will come in the early hours of Friday morning.